Live. Catch the podcast on kaya959.co.za.
Drive 959.
So it's drive moment. Yo. This afternoon, Kaya family, have you ever had the last laugh? As the saying goes, he who loves lost loves burst. Have you ever been wronged by someone or an entity in a situation, and instead of retaliating to prove your side of the story, you choose to keep your peace and walk away? In the moment, you were angry, hurt, and misunderstood. But instead of fighting any further, your peace was more valuable than the issue. So the question then would be, what did the last laugh feel like? Was it satisfying? Did it make up for all the drama you walked away from? I mean, personally, non-confrontational.
Really?
Yeah, non-confrontational. I never raise my voice. There are places where I raise it.
Yep.
Yeah, there are places where I raise it. But
otherwise,
I just don't raise my voice during the people. You can go wherever. Ever since I started my career, I don't think I've ever actually confronted someone or the bosses or the station. Sometimes I feel that I do a disservice to myself.
Yep.
But when I look back, it's like, actually, it's a blessing that you don't confront anyone, you don't fright anyone. Because when someone has wronged me, without me even have to vent, right?
Yep.
They will end up apologizing and realizing that they are wrong. Because I think for me, it also takes a lot of energy to be upset and shout. I know that if someone upsets me, I'll probably be upset and angry, but I'll be angry for 2 hours, shame. I'm like a baby. And then I've moved on. And so some of the drama that has happened wherever I went, I've never fought them. I've never confronted anyone. I just keep quiet and things just sort themselves out.
Sure, you're a better human than me.
Yeah, definitely.
And
I'm
not scared of conflict.
Yeah, of course. That's why you're even accusing the desk, this desk, of breaking your headphones.
Which is 2 weeks old.
I am not scared of conflict, but I do choose my battles.
Okay.
There are battles that I really don't fight. As a result, I can't even say what did the last laugh feel like. Because when I've had an issue, I would raise it immediately. I don't bear grudges. I don't hate anyone. I don't have an issue with anyone. If a person has an issue with me, know that they have not confronted me about something that I did.
And is there a problem
that I didn't know that I did. Mara, if ungetsa hambitlen, I kitlo emela hore batho ba sebe, I come to you. So as a result, I actually don't have this last laugh moment.
Yeah, Lena, I don't.
As a result, I don't have it.
Yeah.
You know, sometimes you grow up, ne?
Yeah.
And you start praying for other things. Started praying for peace. And most of, like, on times where I am misunderstood, I stop making them understand. This was my point. You just let it be, and then umuntu will realize later, I messed up here. Chances are it's late. Chances are it happened in Sebenzini. It happened on my shows. It happens in life. Where you try to make a certain point. No matter, I said, oh, okay, it's fine. That's why the other day I said, 1 + 1 = 5. It's 5, too.
Yeah.
We are not there anymore where we need to try and make people understand your point of view when, you know, for a fact, with lol, Linda, I show you wrong, Evo. But again, I'm born in my results. But some results are a boy. I'm a result at Yilendo Benish.
So, do you remember a specific moment where you had a last laugh?
I wouldn't want to discuss it on the
radio. Hey. Yeah, my king.
So we go elegant.
Hey, Skomba. Mina ngazo
Ni brave, ne?
Umeni.
Pumasilo.
Pum kwezen.
Kwezen.
Now these days, you're too grown to even say,
yeah.
I beefed with who.
Nah.
And I let it play out.
Nah.
Cool. Watch it like a cycle.
You guys are seeing it. Nabona kwenza
kalandimos. Yeah, I think, you know what? It's always better to walk away, you know? Even if you are vindicated. It no longer becomes a big deal. Like, whatever.
Easy.
Told you a long time ago without even saying it.
Yeah, you guys are come on, like
I told you a long time ago without even saying a word.
Yeah. Thank you very much. Me and Skumba, we are like twins. twins, Lasse Pimville and Lasse Tembisa. 063-688. Can I finish?
Outside of your nose kind of structure, I do not know what else would be complexion. You guys.
Where do you want, how do you want this to end? We're going to have the last laugh. Here.
Why are you having
the
last
gonna laugh? We're going to have the last laugh.
So
how do you want this to end? Yeah.
Skumba, you've grown. Thanks.
So drop us a WhatsApp. A voice note, to be precise, ladies and gentlemen, please. Okay. 063-688-0959. Or you also have a choice, an opportunity to give us a call, unlike these guys from Trumpies.
Oh.
086-0000-959, dear.
Okay,
leave a comment. WhatsApp 063-688-0959.
Mina, angikholelwa ukuthi isongeso. I protect my peace and I forgive. But do not think ukuthi you'll ever come back into my life. Wangiphatha kabi, you are never gonna come back into my life. We are gonna be cordial and everything, but do not think ukuthi you'll come back to my life. I put you at an arm's length and that's it on that.
Hey, you know, nowadays people get triggered. You know, there's phases where words trend, you know? Mm. I remember the word narcissist was trending. Yeah. Now it's triggered. I'm triggered. You see something and the truth triggers someone. Ah! So I just let it be. I'm like, you know what? Let me just choose my battles, keep quiet, because clearly I'm in an ER, an emergency room, with people that are full of paper cuts. You say something, Yana and Jay, and then you are triggered.
You're just like Homozo. You do choose your battles. Because, guys, you know, fighting and takes so much energy from you.
It does, but sometimes it's worth it.
That's why sometimes I don't want to get involved when it things like road rage. You know, when someone gives me a finger,
nah.
I drive and just like.
It depends what you need.
Yeah,
so
bad.
No, on that day, no, give me a finger.
Flip flopper.
No, off note. Give me a finger.
What is your name, say? Flip flopper.
No, but maybe the middle finger triggers him.
Flip, guys, we can't always
it
just
depends
be triggered.
It depends on the mood. If I'm in a great mood, I'll wink at you. But if I'm in another mood, mm-hmm. I'll wink twice.
Okay, so yes. You're a flip flopper.
Yeah.
So you have not grown at all. At all.
Nah, people pays work. You are the victim.
Yes, everything. When I go to one thing, go ahead, Khomut. Your anger is welcome, my
absolutely.
Dear.
Absolutely.
Thank you.
Nothing feels better than ukuzithulela, watch things unfold. Because when you have been accused of something you didn't do, even worse, when you've been accused by family members of something you didn't do, and then bona, at the end of the day, they end up fighting amongst themselves, and you're like, anyway, that is the sweetest victory that you can ever ask for, whereby you did not fight, you did not argue back, Uvela was to Lela and watch things unfold. Hey, yeah, I know. Hey, I'm not the last laugh, guys.
I mean, I'm a Pisces, yeah? Me, once I'm done. I cut people off. I don't have time to be explaining myself and whatnot. If you don't believe me, go ask my uncle, Smokey and Protea.
Yo, guys, yes, I mean, I don't take karma for granted. Hey, meeting and the guy be win. I mean, I just smile and look at you. Before yesterday, when I vote Tumlilo, they go vote Tumlilo. But lately, just saying you saw as me a PC ganjan. When Zindo yenza ngup perenge, as in Pume woo. Fujima mungwati sa kama mpela ngveling be overwhelmed ka kulu. So they saying kala be sebaya shuta. O kala sa ogutu ikuala. Loganda ya was guti as in. Hey, ngobanya was a masel guti abanda ganjan. So ngveling ugiye ganji. But the karma in the atleti ungumuntu trust. Trust me.
Funny enough, I just tuned in and the topic, that literally just happened. So, we were dating. We were supposed to be 1 year next month. But then I could see from a long way ago that it's not happening. But then I just decided, you know what? It's not working out. For my peace sake, let me just make sure. So I just sent her a soul tie breaker. Prayer and a soul tiebreaker ceremony, and then
what?
I just told her that, you know what, you keep on disappearing, I'm almost done, and tactic.
Yo, this is what upset that other lady when she dumped that guy, and that guy said, oh, is it okay, sharp, good luck, humble zobuya. There's many of them.
The Gen Center Soul tiebreak. Do you know how about Hasadi Kena?
Yeah, I'm not entering it.
Forever and ever, I mean, if Hallelujah. Our souls were connected in any way, this is me unchaining myself.
Opanchile this guy.
I lo hlapa ko konjelele.
Drive 959 with Glenn. Komoto and Skumba. Monday to Friday, 3 to 6 p.m. If you missed it live, catch the podcast on kaya959.co.za.